אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My name is Jeremy Levy. I'm a lawyer with partner with Israeli law firm Hagman Rosenberg Hakan, an Israeli firm with an office in Australia, and I'm also COO for Wits Cybersecurity. So I divide my time between the two organizations.
And what's your background?
My background is both in law and in technology. I've been a lawyer for a long time, living both in New Zealand and Israel, and then in Australia. And whilst in Israel, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of technology companies. I was there for 8 years. And then back in New Zealand and Australia for the last 13 years, I did work mainly in the pharmaceutical and medical device sector for 10 years or so in regional general counsel roles for large multinationals before branching out on my own about 4 years ago.
Jeremy, we are now in the middle of this coronavirus crisis in Australia, and it's a global problem as well. Now, what I wanted to ask you about the economy. How do you see the economy? What will happen now in Australia? Australian government, they had lots of initiatives to make sure that people will still be able to put food on the table. But what do you see in the long term, in the long run, what will happen now?
So I think what we'll see is a number of changes. There'll be changes in industries. There are some sectors which will be able to operate more successfully, not just in the coronavirus period, but also afterwards, because I think the impact from what we can see is going to be quite long term, not just for the period of the lockdown, as we call it. And secondly, there'll be a change in which the way in which we work, a lot more will be conducted online. There'll be reduced international travel, even when international travel does become permissible, or even domestic travel. It's likely that people will be much more open to having virtual connections, which does save time and money, and also has better environmental consequences. Also has a flow on to particularly the airline industry and the hotel industry, hospitality, all of which really rely on people doing business travel.
We are talking to Jeremy Levy, a lawyer and a partner at Israeli law firm with an office in Australia, Hagman Rosenberg Hakan. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. We're talking to you about the impact of the coronavirus. I mean, you said one thing is that you think there will be less travel because now people are used to use the Zoom and all other technology that is available. Now, what else do you see as an impact, a long-term impact of the coronavirus crisis?
Well, it's not just about less travel, but even the way people work within cities will change. People are likely to have shown that they can work more remotely, and so it will be more difficult for employers to say to employees they have to come in 5 days a week to the office. As it is, the laws in Australia encourage employees to be flexible if they need to, or some employers rather, to be flexible to meet employees' requirements for working remotely. This will even be more enhanced by the coronavirus. And that will mean potentially less office space. Offices will be configured differently. May mean less parking needs for the cities. So it has quite a few flow-on effects throughout the economy and the way we work and live.
Do you think we'll manufacture more as well?
So what we have seen is that globally there's been such great reliance on supply chains from China, which have been disrupted. And so there's now, from what we can see, a greater emphasis on a need to have both local manufacturing ability. So I expect there will be a return and an increase to Australian manufacturing, but even for the imported products to have supply chains which are varied and not all relying on China. So it should be quite a variety, and probably that will be even more enhanced if we see the current tensions between Australia and China continue on.
Jeremy, the government now is easing the restrictions a bit. You know, there are three steps to ease the restrictions. Do you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Look, it's going to be a long tunnel. So even though they are easing restrictions, and that's more on the personal level. So we now obviously can have 5 people over to our homes. We can be outside in groups of 10, which is fantastic. But within the workplace, they're still recommending that people work remotely, and unless there are essential needs for people to actually attend the work in person. And they still haven't worked out how simple things such as travel, public transport will work, for example, access to buildings, high-rise buildings and lifts will work, whilst maintaining some degree of social distance. So I expect that the return to work will be gradual. We'll see things such as staggered start times. We'll still see people working at home part of the week, the same as we do even now with schools, where people are returning to schools maybe 1 or 2 days a week, but still working remote, still learning remotely the rest of the time.
Jeremy, I know your speciality is also with cybersecurity. There were lots of problems recently with cybersecurity.
So cybersecurity has been a growing issue for the last few years, actually, but whenever there are changes such as what we've seen now, there are people who try and take advantage of that. And so what's happened right now is that organizations, businesses and governments were forced to take steps which were ordinarily they would maybe take 1 year to prepare for and detailed planning, but suddenly had to do this literally within a space of a handful of days, which is moving the majority of their staff and operations to remote workplace. And what that's meant is a lot more work online, a lot of transition to cloud computing. And that's had big impacts because people are not necessarily operating within the same security environment that they were beforehand. And those changes have been made firstly to ensure that people can connect and continue to do work so that there's ongoing availability. But the cybersecurity issues that normally would be done prior to these steps happening were not done because it was just a need to happen so quickly. And so now organizations are seeing that there is increased weakness and people are taking, organizations and states in fact, are taking advantage of these weaknesses. And so we're seeing cybersecurity breaches through these new channels. And over time, organizations will need to rebuild their cybersecurity resilience and their cybersecurity posture to get the cyber security back into the new remote working environments that they've had to put in place.
Jeremy Levy, a lawyer and partner at the Israeli law firm with an office in Australia, Agmon Rosenberg Hakohen, and also with interest with cyber security firms. Thank you so much for your time. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.